The parable of the persistent widow, and he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. He said, in a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected men, and there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says. And will not God give justice to his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Pharisee and the tax collector. He also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and treated others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, prayed thus, God, I thank you that I am not like the other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all I get, but the tax collector, standing far off, would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
耶稣有一个比喻，要常人常常祷告，不可灰心。他说，某城中有个大官，他不惧怕神，也不尊重世人。城中有个寡妇，常到他那里说：“我有一个死对头，求你给我来伸冤。”他多日不准，后来心里说：“我虽不怕惧怕神，但是我也不尊重世人。”只因这寡妇烦扰我，我就给她伸冤，免得她常来缠我。主说：“你们听这不义之官所说的话，神的选民昼夜呼唤他，他纵然为他们忍受了多时，岂不始终给他们伸冤吗？我告诉你们，要快快的给他们伸冤。然而，人子来的时候，遇得见世上的有人吗？”信仰向着自己是义人，藐视别人的，这样又打了一个比喻，说有两个人上殿堂去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着，自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不向别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不向这个税吏。我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的。”都会捐上十分之一。那税吏远远的站着，连举目望天也不敢，只捶着胸说：“神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人！我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义，因为凡自清高的，必降为卑，而自卑者，并升为高。”大家好，我是主播 Kiki。第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 English Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。今天是卢克福音第50讲。欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello, everyone. I'm Kiki. Chinese name of our second phase of the program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summarize and analyze from the perspective of learner, and learn sister Ingrid will help me conducting deep learning and problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting and interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with sister on the related issue. Today is the 15th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is just welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. So, well, firstly, let's deal with today's personal study summaries. Jesus told two stories about prayer. So the first one is about a widow who kept asking a bad judge for help. The judge didn't care about God or people because the widow never gave up. So he finally helped her. Then Jesus says, if even a bad judge will help because of persistence, then God, who is good, will surely help his people who cry out to him day and night. So we should keep praying and never lose heart. But Jesus also asks a hard question. When he comes back, will he find people who still truly believe? The second story is about two men praying in the temple. One was a Pharisee who bragged about how good he was. He thanked God that he was not like other sinners. The other was a tax collector who felt ashamed. He wouldn't even look up and he simply prayed, God, please be merciful to me. I'm a sinner. Jesus sighed. The tax collector want him forgiven, not for the Pharisees. Why? Because the Pharisees was prone, but the other tax collector was humble. So just keeping praying without giving up, and pray with a humble heart. God lives love those who know they need him, but he humbles those who think they are better than others. Now, let Ingrid's sister make a go further summary.
Hello, everybody. When we read the first story, we have to ask ourselves who represents who. The adversary is the devil who is accusing us the whole time. The judge is God who is hearing the widow and who does not have the need to be accountable to anyone. God has the authority to do what he wants.
大家好啊！当我们读到第一个故事的时候，我们必须问问自己：谁代表谁？敌人还是魔鬼？他们一直在控诉我们，审判官则是上帝，他聆听寡妇的诉说，并且无需向任何人负责。上帝有权做他想做的事。
But there is a widow who represents a praying believer who is claiming justice, and since God not want to be insulted as an unrighteous God, at last he will give in because she is constantly coming, and if he would be not right or corrupt, she may beat him in the face, which was the same as a humiliation or an insult in the Middle East that time.
但有一位寡妇代表着一位虔诚的信徒，她要求伸张正义。由于上帝不愿被侮辱为不义之神，最终她会屈服，因为她不断的前来。如果她不公正或者腐败，她可能会打她的脸。这在当时的中东地区等同于羞辱对方或者是侮辱对方。
When we pray, God will answer, but the reason why we don't hear the answer can be that we don't have enough faith.
当我们虔诚祈祷的时候，上帝也会回应，但我们听不到回应的原因，可能是我们没有足够的耐心与信心。
In the second story, we see a Pharisee and a toll collector. Both are praying too. The Pharisee tries to suborn God by mentioning his good works. The tax collector says that God is right when he called him a sinner and begs that God shall have mercy with him.
在第二个故事当中，我们看到一个法利赛人和一位税吏，他们都同时在祷告。法利赛人试图通过列举自己的善行来讨好上帝， 而税吏则说，上帝称他为罪人是正确的，并恳求上帝怜悯他。
God heard the prayer of the tax collector because he humbled himself. The prayer of the Pharisee was not heard because God is not corrupt and do not react when we try to suborn him with our good works. So the Pharisee remained in his sins.
神则垂听了税吏的祷告，因为他谦卑律己。法利赛人的祷告没有被垂听，因为神是仁慈的，他不会因为我们用善行来讨好他就有所回应。所以法利赛人仍然活在活罪之中。
Both parables are a warning and an encouragement how we shall pray and that God hears a humble and persevere prayer.
今天的这两个比喻都是在警告和鼓励我们，应当如何进行正确的祷告，并告诉我们上帝会垂听谦卑和我们坚持不懈的祷告。OK, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask Sister some related questions. We hope the following questions can be very helpful to our brothers and sisters. So the first one, why did the judge finally help the widow. 法官为什么最后帮助了寡妇呢？
Because she came constantly again and again.
因为他总是反复的祈求帮助。Second issue, sister, what does the widow story teach us about prayer? 寡妇的故事关于祷告教给我们什么样的道理呢？
We shall not give up, even the answer does not come in one moment.
我们绝不能放弃，即使答案不会立即出现。Next issue. So, sister, does God always answer prayers in right away? Why? 上帝总是马上回应我们的祷告吗？为什么？
Sometimes he delays for several reasons. He wants to test us, or evil forces stand against him. There can be many reasons why we do not see the answer right away.
他有时会因为各种原因拖延，上帝想考验我们，或者其他的势力在阻挠于他，我们无法立即看到答案的原因，众说纷纭。Next issue. So, sister, what did Jesus mean when he asked, "Will he find faith on earth?" 耶稣问，遇得见这世上的信仰吗？是怎么样的话？如何理解呢？
When Jesus comes, many people have turned their face away from him. So he's asking, are there people who still pray with faith, or did they all refuse him?
耶稣来的时候，许多人已经背弃了他，所以他问：是否还有人怀着信心进行祷告呢？还是所有人都拒绝了他？Next question, sister. In today's second story, why was the Pharisee's prompt? 在今天的第二个故事当中，法利赛人为什么觉得自己非常骄傲呢？
He was proud because he did so many good works and felt righteous.
他感到非常自豪，因为他做了很多好事，觉得自己刚正不阿。Next question: What did the Pharisee say that showed he looked down on others? 法利赛人说什么话显出他看不起别人呢？
God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like this tax collector.
神呐，我感谢于你。我并不像其他人一样勒索、不公正、奸淫，甚至于不像这个税吏一样。Next question: Why did that tax collector not even look up to heaven? 税吏为什么连举目望天都做不到呢？
He was ashamed and did not dare to show up to heaven.
税吏感到羞愧无比，他不敢望向天。Next question, sister. So, why did the tax collector pray? How was it differently? 税吏怎么祷告呢？又有什么不同呢？
He did not mention one good work, only that God should have mercy with him.
他没有提及任何善行，只求上帝怜悯他。 Okay, next question for sister. Which man went by whom justified, I mean, made right way with God, and why? 哪个人回家之后称之为义人呢？为什么呢？
The tax collector went justified home.
最后，税务员心安理得的回家了。Today's last question for sister. So, what's the main lesson about how we should see our own selves? 关于我们怎样看待自己，主要的教训又是什么呢？
We shall see ourselves with humble view. The Bible says that we are all sinners and lack the righteousness we should have before God. So we only can pray for mercy and nothing else when we come to the throne of the Lord.
我们应当谦卑的眼光看待自己。圣经上说，我们所有人都是罪人，在神面前缺乏应有的义。所以，当我们的主来到我们面前的时候，我们只能祈求对方的怜悯，别无他求。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2026年7月快乐，我们下期再会。